you make of this opportunity, Pax? It's kind of an odd situation. Team's out of it, but how do you look at this last game?
I'm excited for it, just like I've been with every opportunity I've gotten, even though it's late in the season, last game. I'm still excited for it. It's still an opportunity to go out there and show what I can do.
Is the excitement a little bit more than last week? Because last week you knew your health wasn't quite there, and now you can rest.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm very excited for the opportunity, just like I said. Anytime I get a chance to come out here and work with these guys and play with these guys, it feels good. So, I've wanted to play with them all season, but just had a couple nagging injuries that have kept me out of it. But like I said, I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm going to go make the most of it.
How much did you hear your head coach say, we need to see you play? Is that added pressure on you?
No, not at all. I mean, of course, they want to see me play. They brought me here for a reason, and that is to play. But obviously, I can't do anything about getting hurt, except for, get back out here as fast as I can. I think that the training room has done a great job at getting me back out here when I have been hurt. So, there's nothing you can do about that except move on from it.
Pastor, what do you think when you see John Elway and Matt Russell on the sideline, though, of a Wyoming bowl game?
I didn't even know they were out there doing any of that. I really wasn't paying attention to it.
How do you feel physically at this point?
I feel good. I feel like Greek and those guys in there have done a good job at, getting me back out here just like they did with my shoulder. So I feel ready for Sunday, and I'm ready to go out there and play.
How much better did your ankle feel this week compared to last week?
A lot better. The thing is, it was just, those ankle injuries are just something that kind of nags around and lingers. So you just got to be able to go out there and play with it and loosen it up a little bit. So I think, last week they wanted to hold me out one more week, and this week I feel a lot better.
Paxton, do you have any type of relationship with Patrick Mahomes? I know you guys have the same
relationship. Yeah, we talked a little bit before the draft. I was talking to him, and then obviously at Lee's Super Bowl party I got a chance to talk to him and meet him. But other than that, we're good friends, I guess you could say, but we don't talk on a day-to-day basis.
Has Lee or anybody talked to you about playing another client, so to speak?
No, I didn't even know he was playing until I was walking over here talking to Patrick, and I guess that's when they announced it, or they announced it earlier. I just didn't see it, but I'm happy for him to get this opportunity.
Obviously, you want to do well for the team, but how much do you want to help Demaryius Thomas get the 108 yards and get him to 1,000?
I really want to get him there, just because DT has always helped me since I got here, and kind of been a big brother to me. So I really look up to DT, and I'm really happy for how he helped me progress for these past 2 years, and I know how bad he wants that 1,000 yards this year. So I'm going to do whatever I can to help him out.
Playing three quarterbacks in a season obviously isn't ideal. Do you feel like this is a chance to prove that you could be the first step to prove that you could be the guy next year?
Yes, I mean, every opportunity that you get, whatever position it is, you got to go out there and prove yourself and show that you can, they can count on you and they can trust you. So that's how I've approached every start I've got and every opportunity to play. So just because, we're not going to make the playoffs or it's the last game of the season, it's not going to change my mindset.
Do you give much thought to what might happen in the offseason, just with the new roster changes?
No, not just because, it's not my job to worry about that. My job is to control what I can control, and that's practicing this week and going out there Sunday and winning a football game.
I'm guessing you thought that you would have done more in your NFL career to, after 2 years. Why do you think it's taken a little bit longer for you?
Well, this year it's been, the injuries. I don't think that, I can do it. Like I said, I can't do anything about that. It's part of football. People are going to get hurt. But the biggest thing is, how you bounce back from that stuff and how you bounce back from adversity in any situation. So my mindset has always been staying positive and moving forwards. And I can't control, the uncontrollable, which has happened. Happens to everybody. But, I'm staying positive, and I'm going to make the most of my opportunity that I got this weekend.
What kind of support or words of encouragement have your teammates given you through the tough times and now with this start?
Just staying positive, and you never know what could happen. Just like this year, even though I got hurt with the shoulder injury, and then I came back and I had a chance to play, no one can predict that's going to happen. We're going to play three quarterbacks this year, but we did. So you just got to be ready for whenever your time's called, and I think I've done a good job of that up to this point, and I'm looking forward to Sunday to have another opportunity to prove that.
Max, when you look ahead to Sunday and try to kind of visualize, what kind of day is it that you can walk off the field and say, that was a success?
My mindset has always just been winning the football game. Obviously, you want to play well, but at the end of the day, it's a team sport, and you know, everybody on the team has to play well for, you know, people to individually get success. So the way I measure it is if you go out there and get a win. So that's really what I'm focused on, is winning the football game. No, he's good about that. He doesn't, you know, really make a big deal out of him getting the ball at any point. He's a big team guy, and that's one of the things I really respect about DT, even when, you know, he's as close to his 1,000-yard season. I think that he's done a good job making it more about the team and going out there and winning. I think CJ knows how close he is, and I think that his is more controllable on, you know, he's going to get touches. So it's more, you know, him running the rock. I think that he's pretty confident he's going to get there too.
I know you can't control it, but is it motivating when you hear that John Elway is starting to look at other quarterbacks that you could bring in?
I don't really think about it or pay attention to it, just because, you know, I can't control if he brings in another guy or not. I can only control what I'm doing here in the building and outside of the building, and the work I put in with this team, and, you know, the things I do with these guys. If I get too caught up worrying about that, then, you know, I lose time focusing on making myself better.
Okay. Thank you, Paxton.